So we've seen in this Senate trial, one of the big pieces of contention we've seen over the past few days has been the Republicans disallowing witnesses and certain evidence from appearing within the trial. Does this, as Democrats have suggested, lessen the legitimacy of the Senate trial itself?
Well, indeed. I mean, what are the Republicans frightened of if there was nothing wrong with Trump's apparently, you know, beautiful phone conversation that he had with the Ukrainian leader? If there's nothing to hide, if it was all, regular state-to-state activity, why hide your former national security advisor, John Bolton, for a time a Trump loyalist? Why hide him just putting on the record how beautiful that conversation was? So it doesn't look good. I mean, there's a sense of Trump just doing whatever he wants and being able to get away with it. The Republicans are lined up completely sort of behind him, apart from Susan Collins of Maine, which is a pretty liberal left of center state, and Mitt Romney, who's never got on too well with Donald Trump. So there were only two dissenting voices. That wasn't enough. The vote was 51-49 to not hear from witnesses. And Trump, as you say, later this week will be acquitted in that trial, and he will claim victory. He will claim that he's been exonerated, that he did nothing wrong, and the whole trial was a witch hunt.
Yes, exoneration. It's certainly a big word for Trump, claiming that essentially no crime has been committed. How do you see this one playing out? I mean, what is essentially the Democrats' next move once the Senate pretty much votes as we expect the Senate to vote, and Trump will make these wild claims? What is the next move to actually say, well, hang on a second here, hang on just a moment here, that's not what this means?
Well, depression probably for a few days of thinking that the process has been, it's been ridiculous. The process has been an ass in many regards. And so the next step will be to hope that some of the shame and the dirt sticks to Donald Trump, that there was a lot of evidence reported, that there was, you saw if you've watched any of the House proceedings or the Senate proceedings, the Democrats did it in a fairly calm, sort of methodical way to say, look, there was Donald Trump holding military aid to the Ukraine over their head on the basis of whether they were going to make an investigation into Joe Biden's son. So it was, there was clear evidence here. It wasn't a murky case. The Republicans either switched between saying the process was wrong or it wasn't impeachable. They were incredibly flimsy, their attempts to say it wasn't quid pro quo, when there are, in fact, were people in the Trump administration had basically said, well, look, clearly we were holding back the aid until we got what we wanted. So there's, a stain on American democracy, a stain on Trump's presidency. And the big question will be, will he be punished by some voters? Will there be some voters who are generally loyal to the Republican Party or independent voters in America, swing voters, who say, look, this is just going too far. Enough's enough. We often ask that question with Trump, aren't we? Surely this is enough. But maybe there are some people who are persuadable on the fence. You wouldn't think at this point in time there are too many people who think, well, I'm not sure about Donald Trump. I don't know which way to go. Most people have a pretty firm view in one of two camps, unfortunately.
I think you're absolutely right. Those numbers aren't exactly great for Trump in terms of the polls, but they're not really going anywhere either. I just wanted to bring it back to a name you mentioned before, John Bolton, former National Security Advisor John Bolton. He's got a book to sell. He's got a book to sell, and he needs a hook. He needs something that's really going to grab some people's attention. He's come out, of course, with this statement that absolutely he was privy to the phone call that is the center of this impeachment trial. And Donald Trump absolutely linked Ukrainian military aid to the investigation into Joe Biden and son Hunter Biden. Just on this one, I mean, the Republicans have been successful in avoiding Bolton testifying before the Senate. But this one surely is not going to go away after the Senate trial itself wraps up. John Bolton, we're going to be hearing plenty more from him in the near future.
Yes, Bolton is a publicity hound. Some of your listeners might remember that he was one of the most vocal advocates for invading Iraq in 2002, 2003, and that wasn't enough for Bolton. He's always wanted America to invade Iran as well. He's been one of the real hawks on that. And in some regards, people were surprised that Trump chose him as his national security advisor, because Trump had claimed to be against the Iraq war all the time and had made that part of his campaign. Bolton was appearing a lot on Fox News, speaking up Trump's foreign policy, praising it. This is the way Trump often recruits. And he saw Bolton on television, got him in the fold rather than on the outside. And then Bolton has, you know, turned on Trump to some extent with his sort of generally kind of, you know, true to form personality, where both of them are a narcissist. Both of them want the attention on themselves. Bolton was sacked in a somewhat embarrassing manner for him by Trump. So this is, you know, this is revenge and publicity seeking. And yes, we won't have heard the end of it. Bolton will be on the all of the American television stations when his book comes out. But at that point, there will be an element of farce to it, of, well, we all know all of this. Why didn't this matter? What kind of age are we living in? What does truth count for at this point in time? What does evidence count for at this point in time? So I think that aspect of it, I think, for a lot of us is pretty dispiriting.
And farce is a very appropriate word, because just as a as kind of a final point, I wanted to ask your thoughts on this statement from Republican Senator Joni Ernst, who has basically said to to Joe Biden, Joe Biden, you better be careful what you're saying about impeaching Donald Trump, because if Biden was to win the candidacy, win in 2020 and become president, Ernst is threatening that perhaps the Republicans could try their hand at impeaching him. It's not exactly a popular comment just now. I mean, obviously, it's a pretty ridiculous proposition to just say, well, we'll just impeach you. If you win, we'll impeach you. But is this what we're seeing in the future? I mean, Ernst claims that Democrats are the ones who have lowered the bar. But are we going to see in future now impeachment is purely a political tool, nothing to do with the kind of backstop that it was intended to be? And now it's just going to be a choice of, well, who controls the Congress and the Senate? That's the only sort of requirements for impeachment.
Yeah, some would say the bar was lowered on the Lewinsky impeachment, that Clinton had probably perjured himself, but on matters that were very personal and probably didn't relate to, you know, high crimes. Some would have said low crimes and misdemeanors. But there was the sense, I think, since the 1990s, that politics become so partisan. The Republicans and the Democrats can't cooperate. The Republicans play really hard ball on impeaching Clinton and then not letting Obama's pick of Merrick Garland get up in the Supreme Court with a year to go. They didn't even bring any confirmation hearings to the Senate. They blocked that entirely. So I think there is a sense that both parties are just going to try to block the other party. There'll be no cooperation possible. Candidates like Biden, so they can work across the aisle, but I hold little hope for that. And this is really problematic, because the American political system was set up with parties not in mind. It was set up that there would be a lot of cooperation between people in the Senate chamber, particularly in the Congress, that the president and the Congress could negotiate decent sort of deals on the basis of national interest. That tradition has been lost. And then with that, in many regards, the American political system is broken. You know, sensibly, maybe a new political system would be slowly developed over time. That's very unlikely. But as it stands, it's very hard to achieve anything. So there might be people out there very enthusiastic about a Bernie Sanders presidency, but the Republicans, even with a small number in the Senate, without a majority, can filibuster things, can stop a lot of things happening. So the system itself doesn't look in great shape after this impeachment trial at all.
Well, the great American experiment, sometimes experiments do fail. Brendan, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure.